Yeah, Roger. I'm not sure if I threw it out there. WSOZ 793. For moral purposes, ID. Yeah, well, I don't know, because Radio Shack, when they were Radio Shack, when they were, you know, the good Radio Shack, all their short, most, 90%, well, if not all of them, their shortwave radios were made by Sanjing Company. And it was great radios. I have a couple of them over here. Like I said, that are in clean. All my radios are clean and mint and work good. But when they went to the new stuff, you know, where we said, where we were talking about, you know, the people behind the counter don't know the difference between a transistor and a resistor or anything. They started selling Grundig, Chinese-made Grundig. China bought out Grundig. Grundig used to be top of the line. You got a Grundig, you had a good one. German-built. Portuguese built, man, real crafty, real good radios. But they started selling these Eaton Chinese Grundigs, and they had that coating on them too. And there's been reviews where people said, you know, after about a year, man, the thing would stick to my hands. You know, I'd hold the radio and I go to put it down. I got to shake my hand and stuff to put it down. So I took some alcohol or whatever and took all that sticky crap off. And that was the Grundig shortwave radio. So I don't know if Radio Shack, when they asked these guys to build, you know, to put their name on them, to actually put that coating on there. But every review on this radio in Eham has 5 stars across it there. Hey, give me a sec. I'll be right back. I got to take care of quick business here, and I'll be back in a few minutes, all right?